And now we're going to focus on the end of an era for an historic Chicago company, Johnson Publishing, after a 71-year run as a family-owned entity, one whose products captured the highest aspirations and deepest frustrations of African Americans. The company has sold its iconic lifestyle magazine, Ebony, and the weekly news digest, Jet, which is now available in digital form only. The magazines were sold to Clearview Group, a Texas-based private equity firm that's been described as African American-owned. Kyra Kiles will serve as the new editor-in-chief of both Ebony and Jet under the new owner.
We can continue to be what John Johnson wanted us to be, which is this not only an educator, an entertainer, but a beacon of hope, providing an example and showing people, hey, here's some of the most wonderful things that Black people are doing all over the world, and inspiring people to know that they can do the same.
Kyra Kiles is talking about the founder of Johnson Publishing, John H. Johnson, the grandson of slaves who became the first African American to appear on the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. His depiction of African American notables living elegant lives set a new standard for coverage of Black Americans. So too did his decision to publish photos of the open casket of the Chicago teenager Emmett Till, who'd been kidnapped and tortured to death by white racists in Mississippi in 1955. Lyndon Johnson Rice, his daughter, took over the company in 2002 and will continue to serve as chairman of Johnson Publishing, which retains ownership of the company's extensive photo archives, as well as the Fashion Fair cosmetics business. Rice will also take a position on the board of the new company. I spoke with Lyndon Johnson Rice earlier, and I asked her, after leading a company that was in her family for seven decades, if selling was painful.
Not really. I think that if I have to be honest with you, I'm very excited. There are different emotions that you go through at different stages. But I think when you come to a realization that this is really in the best interest of the brand, it really is in the best interest to be able to expand our audience and our reach, then you get to a point where you decide, you know what, this really is a decision that needs to be made, and you have to be confident and feel very good about that.
Well, it's no secret that legacy publications, print-based, have struggled in recent years. But interestingly enough, according to the Pew Research Center, African-American media entities have actually weathered these storms better than others. On the other hand, many of these companies that started out as African-American-owned or family-owned have since been sold. I mean, Ebony is just the latest. For example, you know, Essence Magazine, which started out as African-American-owned, is now owned by Time. BET is now owned by Viacom. Many people experience this as a sense of loss in the broader African-American community. Are you hearing that?
Actually, what I'm hearing is a little more bittersweet, not necessarily a sense of loss. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing more positive things because, first of all, it's really wonderful that this is an African-American investment group. So you've got two African-American companies coming together and doing business with each other.
So it is, in fact, it remains an African-American-owned company.
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
And so you're saying, correct. People are saying it's bittersweet, but the bitter is what and the sweet is what?
Well, I think the bitter might be just an initial reaction of, oh, my goodness, it's sold, and but not really understanding fully that I will be chairman emeritus of the new company, which is Ebony Media Operations. It is African-American led and owned, and I have a seat on the board, and I also have a equity position in the company. So I am still there. I've not walked away from this at all. I love Ebony. I love Jet. So I think the audience needs to understand that.
If you don't mind, there's a famous story about how your father came to purchase one of the company's offices at one point. It is said that he dressed up like the janitor and accompanied kind of a white gentleman, I guess maybe it was a lawyer or somebody, so that he could get access to the building.
What he did was, in order to buy this building, he actually had to have a white gentleman who really was kind of the face of the purchase. And my father proceeded to act like he was just the janitor so he could walk through the building and take a look at it. And that is the nuts and bolts of that story.
Hmm. Wow. I think people who are familiar with the company will know this, but others may not know just how significant Ebony and Jet have been as chroniclers of the African-American experience. I mean, the fact that Jet, for example, published the raw photos of the teenager Emmett Till, who was killed on a visit to Mississippi and mutilated, and Jet publishing the photos of his open casket, were just a shocking moment for people who perhaps were not familiar with the brutality that was possible in the segregated South. Also, Ebony, you know, chronicling African-American celebrities, you know, for generations and depicting them in a way that perhaps was not known to the world. On the other hand, this is a different era. It's a cliche, but an African-American family is in the White House. So I think the question for some might be, what is the continued need for a publication like this?
Well, I think you will find that a lot of young African-Americans are really searching for, who am I and where did I come from and what is my past? I think we are as relevant now as we've ever been. I mean, for example, when we did the Bill Cosby cover in the fall of last year, it was a lot of controversy, a lot of controversy.
Describe it for those who didn't see it.
Well, it was the Cosby family on the cover, but overlaid on that, it appeared to be a shattered glass. So it really wasn't just about the shattering of the Huxtables. It was really a shattering of the Black family, and it was a question about that. And where do we stand on that? And so these are things that are very, very relevant that Ebony will continue to cover.
Linda Johnson Rice is the chairman of Johnson Publishing. She is the daughter of the founders of Johnson Publishing. She will retain the title of chairman, and she will take a position on the board of the new company, which has purchased Ebony and Jet. Linda Johnson Rice, thank you so much for speaking with us. I hope we'll speak again as this journey continues.
Thank you so much.